With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Yesterday, I spent the day off with my mom and dad in the South Bay, and we went to a restaurant in Torrance, and I looked around, and everybody but two people were wearing Dodger blue in the restaurant. It was like the weight of the world had been taken off of our city, right? People were so happy. People were being like extra nice to each other yesterday, I noticed, right? Too bad we can't be like that every day. But as I was looking around, and of course I had something Dodgers on, shocker, I know. But I was looking around the restaurant, almost every single Dodger item that people wore had the name of their favorite player on it. And we all have our favorite players, and you know, I have my own, I'm not gonna tell you which ones. But it made me smile because for some reason they connected with that Dodger baseball player. And as important as people are in our culture, athletes, your family members, whoever, our role models as disciples of Christ are the saints. And we're so blessed to be Catholic. And we're so blessed to be in this beautiful church building because our windows showcase the saints. That was the very first thing I noticed when I came to Holy Family the first time. So on this All Saints Day, we're reminded that our saints should be our heroes as disciples of Christ, because the saints have made it into heaven. They fought the good fight here on earth, despite the challenges and obstacles they've faced, and they got the ultimate reward, which is eternal life in heaven. And I hope and pray that all of you have favorite saints. I have three saints in particular that I have great devotion to. First one being St. Peter. I love St. Peter a lot because his mouth gets him into trouble time and time again. And it reminds me of me a little bit, right? But love him, and I ask him to pray for me every morning. I also have a big devotion to St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, and I've been blessed to go to Ars, France, where he did his ministry. And he was such a holy man that you could actually see his body to this day. Has it corrupted at all? And I love Padre Pio. Padre Pio is probably my favorite of all of them. Just his life story and what he went through and the suffering he encountered. So if I were to ask you right now, who are your favorite saints? How would you answer that? Let's think of who our favorite saints are right now. Grow in your love and devotion to the saints. Ask them to pray for you every day. to be with you, to guide you to Jesus. The saints all have certain things in common. But one of the first things that we could do to lead us to holiness is we must first confess that we aren't perfect, that we've made mistakes. And we do that by going to confession as Catholics. Every single one of us is on a journey towards heaven. But because we're not there yet, we need to show humility by saying, Lord, I'm imperfectly imperfect, as I like to say. I need your help. And the only way we grow in holiness is by first confessing that we need the love and mercy and forgiveness of Jesus in our lives. We first of all need to confess our shortcomings. Secondly, the saints all had hearts of charity. So what does that mean for us? In other words, they didn't sit on the sideline and do nothing. They put their faith into action. No matter how God was calling them, they led with compassion. And that's what our world needs now. That's what South Pasadena and Alhambra need, or wherever you live. We need to be able to say, yes, Lord, I will help those around me. And finally, on this All Saints Day, the saints led lives of conviction. They were proud of their Catholic faith. They were proud to follow Jesus. And no matter where they were in their lives, they said, I'm going to show the world that I am a disciple of Christ. And for us, we should live our lives with that same conviction. That the greatest title that any of us are going to ever wear in our lives is that we are sons and daughters of Jesus. It was funny because with the Dodgers lost game 4, I really thought I didn't care that much, but I was having trouble sleeping. And I actually had a conversation with Jesus. I said, this is ridiculous. I'm a priest. Why do I care this much? And we had these heart-to-hearts that he was reminding me, yeah, at the end of the day, it is a game. And I look at what we get so passionate about. Who's going to win the election? Who's going to win the World Series? But we should be times 20 more passionate, live with conviction about, I want to get to heaven. So my dear friends, our faith is the most important thing. And we are so blessed to have the saints who are there for us, who are rooting us on every day, cheering for us, telling us to keep on going. When life gets hard, they're up there in heaven praying for us. So God willing, one day, we will be saints in heaven with our Lord for all of eternity. And who knows? Maybe I'm looking at one of the future great saints of the church. And one day we'll have a shrine to you and say, they came to Holy Family, South Pasadena, right? God willing, right? Hopefully. So let's pray for those, let's ask for the saints to pray for us this morning, that we'll never be afraid to confess our sins, to live our life with conviction, and to have charitable hearts to love one another. So ask those favorite saints of yours right now to pray for you, so that they can continue to help you along that road to heaven.